This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the war on cannabis, the war on marijuana.
The war on unlicensed businesses. Let's call it what it is. Did they kick anyone's door or drive a drone into their house this time?
They may have. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know if they get into that in the story here from Reason.com. They appear to have gone after more than one so-called illegal business. Again, people, as you pointed out.
The Marijuana
out,
Six, we should call them.
As you pointed out, Aria, these are people who are just simply selling cannabis without asking for permission. And
weird.
Ultimately, that is the real crime in America, as far as the government is concerned. If you don't ask for permission,
yeah, it's completely legal to do this thing, right? But no, you have to ask permission.
You have to get their permission slip specifically. You have not only just ask for permission, but you got to pay for the permission. You've got to
ask
bow
is
down.
The wrong word. You have to beg.
Yeah, you got to kiss the ring. You got to shell out whatever amount of thousands of dollars it is, because you know it ain't cheap in a place like California, right? Like it isn't. Like in New Hampshire, once they finally do legalize cannabis, if they unfortunately do put in a restricted system like we're talking about here, it'll be a fraction of the cost of what they do in California. But hopefully we have enough freedom loving people in the state legislature to head this off at the pass and actually get cannabis legalized here where there is no permission system involved. That would be the ideal way to do it, and no one, of course, has ever done it that way.
If they could do it with alcohol first, that would suggest to me that it could be done, that they could succeed in that. But as it is now, if marijuana was legalized, I imagine they would use the alcohol industry as the model for it.
Yeah, they will.
And it's 100% state-run.
That's the plan. The problem with trying to do alcohol first is that alcohol is stable, and it has been for a long time, so people are used to the way it is, so they don't really think about it.
I mean, it is
whereas
cheap.
A lot of people want the situation of marijuana to change.
Yeah, that's true. Although that said, this comes back to a conversation we were having in the last hour about state representatives here in New Hampshire. We've got, according to the Democrats at this anti-Free State Project protest, they've counted 50. The Free State Project themselves is only claiming like 40 and change.
I like how they simultaneously said that we're not a fringe movement, and then a few minutes later said, but don't worry, it's just a fringe movement. As long as we unite, we can overcome them. But they're not a fringe movement, but they're totally a fringe movement.
They also said at one point, one of the speakers, the organizer of the event, said, is this Indian guy from the Middle East. He says, this is not an attack on an individual or a group. And then, in the next breath, he said something about Free Staters. But then one lady actually says that Free Staters are an invasive species.
Right-wing extremists, they called me.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was pretty clearly an attack on a group of people.
Well just look at you. You're obviously a right-wing extremist.
Standing there with my Trans Freedom Matter sign.
How was your experience at that event? Trans person.
It was frustrating because there were a few people who, I got criticized afterward by a number of libertarians who didn't understand why I got misgendered there. That one of these people came up to me and just immediately said guys or whatever. And, 99.99% of the time, I do not care.
Yeah, but you can give a pass to somebody for that.
But if you're a Democrat and that cancel culture mindset is part of your entire worldview, no, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire over it. And she goes, no, I'm not being transphobic. Some of my best friends are lesbians. I swear to God, she said that, right?
Wow.
Like, okay.
And so that has anything to do with being trans?
Yeah, but that doesn't make it any better, right? And if it was just some normal person and a libertarian was like, well, she didn't mean anything by it. No, they're the ones who say that people have to consciously be aware of exactly how they say and what words they use to describe it. They're the microaggressions people.
Yeah.
Not me, right? I'm just holding her to the standard that Democrats want to hold people to. So that was frustrating, but being held up is like, they specifically said at one point that the Free Staters are oppressing LGBTQ people or something like that. To which I said, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that they would interpret that as, oh, you're right. That's not right. So I had to.
You meant that is not correct.
Yeah, I quickly corrected. I was like, no, that's not correct. Mm-hmm. I know these people, and none of them are trying to oppress me or anything. And everyone turned around to go, shh.
Oh.
Like, wait a minute here. You can't say that I'm being oppressed. And silenced, and my rights are being trod upon, and all of these other things. You can't have a straight cis person say that, and then have the trans person in attendance say, that's incorrect. And all of the other straight cis people turn around and tell me to be
and
quiet.
Literally shush you.
Literally shush me. And
wow.
Just like, that's the level of disconnect these people are operating at. And apparently there was one of the little marshals they had was also trans. It's unclear. This person was unwilling to engage with anyone in any meaningful capacity.
Oh, no, that person engaged with Joa later. But yeah, in the beginning, that person was being very quiet.
Which was weird to me because the person, and I don't want to misgender the person for being trans, though, but I legit don't know because they were wearing a freaking mask the entire time. Are you,
made it hard to understand the person as well.
Yeah, are you male to female? Female to male? I don't know what to call you, and you're not making it clear to me. Like, okay, look, if you want to have a beard, okay, I'll call
you
he.
Inhuman, because they don't have a face.
Inhuman's great,
yeah.
Right? But it was very frustrating for that note alone. And another guy, I assume, like the speaker Muhammad there, he specifically talked about how the Free Staters were coming in and people weren't doing their research about candidates and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, right. You're just singing my song here. I was like, okay, well, hi, I'm Aria DeMezzo. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you are? Hold on.
He didn't even know.
No. You're the one who's standing.
He's the chairman of the Cheshire Democratic Party. And he's, according to, I interviewed him. He has lived here for a decade, so it wasn't like he wasn't around in 2020.
And he completely missed the sheriff campaign, apparently.
With a trans person running as a Republican, making mainstream news headlines, he completely missed it.
Making exactly the point that people don't pay attention to who they're actually voting for, right? So it's just completely ignorant, completely wrapped up in their own little bubble, having no idea what's going on. And it was just amazing to watch all of this play out, right? They had some good points when they talked about that sort of thing. The whole thing was like an advertisement for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
It really was. And it was frustrating to be used as sort of this political football. And this isn't new to me as a trans person. The left and the right, but they both. The trans people are the tug of war that they love to fight over. But I would rather hang up, like, what else I was going to say was one of these people came up to me afterward, while in between the breaks of people speaking, he was like, you know, I just want to show you these Free Staters. They voted to table the conversion therapy bill that was put forward recently. I was like, yeah, no, I know. He's like, well, Jason Soros. I was like, yeah, do you know why they voted to table it? Because they wanted to kill it. No, they voted against tabling it, was what it was. It was because they wanted to kill it. So, and tabling it didn't kill it.
Mm.
And he was just like, well, that's not what I was. Well, I know these people. You're trying to tell me what these people who are friends of mine are trying to do to me. You're sitting here trying to convince me that these people over there want to oppress me and throw me in, you know, pray the gay away camp or whatever. And I'm standing here telling you, no, that's fun. You don't know what you're talking about. And you're ignoring me and telling me to shush. It's completely insane.
They don't want to have, some of them don't want to have a conversation. I will give credit to some who actually were willing to speak to me that day.
None of them were willing to speak with me in any meaningful capacity. Like the one person who referenced, you know, trans people being oppressed or whatever, the guy who tried, you know, this is what the Free Staters voted on. Are you aware of this? He was like, well, she'll be happy to speak with you. I was like, great. I'll be right here. Send her on over. I don't remember what she was. She was one of the state reps.
Oh, okay.
She immediately left the area, and she left the rally rather than have this conversation with me.
You must make them so uncomfortable.
Good. They should be uncomfortable spreading lies about trans people like that.
Well, you're calling them out on their lies, number one. But number two, you are a trans person who breaks from the mold, so to speak. You're not just... they don't know what they're going to get, right? Like, obviously, they see you.
Aria's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. And they think one thing, and then if they actually speak to you, they will not be able to process the words coming out of your mouth because they're expecting you to say, oh, yeah, thanks for being here. I'm trans and I appreciate what you guys are, you know, the, whatever it would be that, one of the normal trans people would say to them. And you
one of them almost gave me a sign. He looked like he was going to, but then he didn't.
More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. SunEBay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from SunEBay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for SunEBay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for SunEBay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from SunEBay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
join us. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. The war on cannabis continuing in California, despite the fact that it's quote-unquote legal. Well, as we've been saying for a long time here on Free Talk Live, and I can't speak for everybody, but I'm against legalization of cannabis because it always includes a regulatory structure. What I'm in favor of, and I think it was you, nobody, that came up with this terminology, is a depenalization or an end to all penalties, all illegality of cannabis, to essentially decriminalize it to the point where there's no criminal penalty at all for selling, for growing, for...
It's a plant.
Regulate weed like onions.
Yeah, right. It is literally just a plant. And sometimes people smoke it or do other things to it.
Exactly. Now, in California, they are cracking down, apparently, on so-called illegal businesses. People who are selling cannabis.
There's no such thing as an illegal business. There's just businesses that have and haven't paid their dues to the king. That's all it ultimately comes down to. And these people, it sounds like, did not beg the king's permission and, you know, pay the king for that permission slip.
Yep.
And, you know, Milton Friedman actually pointed out that the role of government economically in the war on drugs is they are the enforcement for the cartels. And what I mean by that is by keeping it illegal and,
right.
You know, they make it so only people who are willing to break the law can be in that business. They make it dangerous to compete with the cartels. And so they are the protection racket, and also, of course, the protection racket for Big Pharma, which is the biggest and most dangerous drug cartel in America.
Well, now that weed is legal, the situation hasn't really changed very much. The people that want to do business without asking for permission are being targeted because the government gang is protecting the people who have the licenses from competition. And as they point out here...
Is it really protection, though? I mean, are they really protecting the people who have the licenses, or...
Yeah, of course.
That's like saying that the mafia... Well, hold on. That's like saying that the mafia is actually protecting people by not breaking their legs if they don't pay for the right to be on the street corner or whatever.
Well, no, they're protecting them from competition,
right?
By, I mean, if you're running a drug cartel, usually you have to pay a lot of money to have somebody come out and break the legs of the guy who's selling on your corner. But in Soviet America, the government will come out and break the legs of the competition for free.
No, well, because you have to pay for all of those licenses and stuff like that. That's exactly my point. If you want to get licensed, you can pay their dues, and they're not going to protect weed seller A from weed seller B if weed seller B is able to pay all that money to the government. They're not in
they're
it to protect
them
weed seller
from
A.
Weed seller C, who has not paid the government. They're protecting them in the same way that the FCC.
No, they're just not punishing weed seller A and weed seller B, in my opinion.
But they're protecting them from competition by punishing other people.
Right, they're scaring people out of the marketplace or making it too difficult for people to join the marketplace. And the same thing's true in so many, every licensed business. I mean, we're on the radio in a bunch of different marketplaces, and most of our radio stations that we know of have a government license that they got from the FCC.
Yeah.
God knows what costs. I mean, they had to hire a ton of attorneys and engineering firms, and it's very expensive to get an FCC license. So they certainly paid a lot of money, and they expect the FCC to protect them from any unlicensed competitors. In fact,
well, someone who can afford the license isn't going to be able to afford being a decent competitor in the first place, right?
That's not true.
Pirate radio can rock.
Yeah, you can spend a few $100 and put a pirate radio station on the air, and it can be heard in a city like Keene. A 50-watt transmitter can be heard across the entire city and beyond. So you can absolutely compete. In fact, what happens in the case of pirate radio broadcasters is usually the complaints that are sent into the FCC come from
Other radio stations?
Yeah, the licensed radio stations. It's not the listeners that are complaining about it. It's the people who have the permission slip. They're mad. I mean, we had to pay $100,000 to go on the air in this market, and this schmo shows up for $3,000 and he's got his own broadcasting, you know, station, and they get very upset about that. It's slave on slave violence in that particular case. But that's also true in the cab business. Look at Uber and Lyft when they came into the cab industry. They didn't ask for permission. They just said, oh, well, we've got this completely new model. It doesn't apply to all the regulations, so why should we ask for a cab license? We're just going to go into business and, you know, start giving people rides. And before you knew it, they were a huge success story. Now, I don't know if they've made a profit yet, but they were still successful as far as getting people to use their services. And the cabbies were so pissed. They went into various different government, you know, city councils and such, and they lobbied to change the regulations to apply to Uber and Lyft, and in the meantime, they were literally targeting Uber and Lyft by attacking their drivers and things like that, smashing their...
I actually have an article about this. It's not worth getting into tonight, I don't think, but Uber was pretty underhanded and shady during this entire thing as well. I mean, they were doing their own lobbying. They were egging people on. They were saying it would be great for our cause if we could get these cabbies to attack some of our drivers. So, I mean... They probably planted those cabbies or paid them.
I don't think so.
I mean, the emails are out there. All of it's been leaked at this point where they're like, hey, you know, guys, it would be very good for us, hint, hint, if one of our guys got attacked by a cabbie.
Well, that maybe they set some of it up, but some of it was real.
Sure.
I mean, it happened to people here in New Hampshire, and that's because the cabbies were mad because Uber was encroaching in on their territory that they paid a license for. So anyway, that's what this all comes down to.
I prefer Uber to taxis. Well, like twice in my life, I've tried to use an actual taxi service, and they were like, "Oh, it's going to be about an hour and a half before a driver can get out there." I'm like, Jesus. Where an Uber is like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
6 minutes?
Look, I'm not taking
Uber. I'm too dangerous to drive for Uber, so I don't give them money anymore.
Yeah, I don't care for Uber as a corporation. I only appreciate the fact that they did innovate in a space that desperately needed that innovation. But anyone can enter that or should be able to enter these fields. And that's what licenses do, is they keep out competition. They keep out the guys that don't have a lot of money. They keep out the poor people that just want to start their own business, maybe selling some cannabis out of their house or whatever. And the point here that Reason.com makes is the fact that unlicensed pot dealers continue to thrive in California is testimony to the ways in which the state has botched their legalization. Most local governments in California do not allow recreational sales at all, and even those that do frequently impose caps that artificially limit the supply, meaning caps on the number of businesses that can exist within a certain area. Bureaucratic barriers, costly regulations, and high taxes are daunting deterrents for weed dealers who otherwise might be inclined to go legit. So it's just too much of a hassle for these people, or impossible, to acquire a license. And so they continue selling cannabis because that's what they know. They probably were selling it back when it was illegal across the state, and you know they try to do it legally, and they can't. We can talk more about the bureaucratic barriers to being legit in the cannabis industry and driving business underground where they're then targeted by the police. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. consumer expectations for inflation are hitting a record high. The New York Fed Reserve says the inflation outlook rose 6.8% in June for its highest rate on record. Meanwhile, household spending expectations for the year ahead were slightly lower than last month's all-time high. Firefighters are working to protect famous giant sequoias that are under threat from a wildfire in Yosemite National Park. The park's public affairs officer, Scott Gedman, says no sequoias have been burned as of Sunday.
What we're finding, unfortunately, is that the retardant is not as effective simply because of the terrain. And so with that, we're really relying more on water and the helicopter drops.
The U.S. Forest Service says the fire spans over 2,000 acres and is at 0% containment. This is USA Radio News. A new New York Times Siena College poll shows many Democrat voters are having buyer's remorse.
A mainstream media outlet, the New York Times, was instrumental in putting Joe Biden into the White House. But now the cozy relationship between the media and the president is showing signs of second thoughts. A New York Times Siena College poll reported Monday, 64% of Democrat voters said they would prefer someone else lead the presidency in the 2024 election. Vice President Kamala Harris disputes the numbers on CBS News Sunday night.
Listen to President Biden. He intends to run. And if he does, I intend to run with him. So there you go.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Justice Department says they're investigating whether the PGA Tour engaged in anti-competitive behavior as it battles the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about the situation with cannabis being partially illegal still in California and also every other state where it's been legalized. And what I mean by that is people who are selling cannabis without asking for government permission are still committing felonies in those places. And a recent story from Reason.com is digging into what has been happening with federal agencies like the IRS and the FBI teaming up with local cops in California to bust people who just simply wanted to sell some plants, some flowers.
Naturally growing, natural, organic flowers.
Yep. From their homes, I would guess. I mean, because it probably is difficult to rent a place and open up your doors without... I don't know if they get into, like, what these stores were that they're talking about or these illegal... what was the term there? Oh, illegal establishments. So I'm guessing they're people just selling out of their homes. But if you want to weigh in, maybe you are down there in California and you've seen some of these raids happen. Maybe you know some of the people who've been targeted. You're certainly welcome to join us here. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And coming up in 2 days in Vegas, Freedom Fest is happening again. It's a huge event happening in the Mirage in Las Vegas. back in Vegas, by the way. It was went to South Dakota for last year, since Vegas was insane with COVID crackdowns, and South Dakota wasn't so much. But they've moved back to Vegas, and they're going to be having the world, what they call the world's largest gathering of free minds. I would add in a hotel to that, because I'm sure, pretty sure Porkfest hasn't beat at this point. The Porcupine Freedom Festival sold out this year. Freedom Fest still has tickets available, and you can get them for $50 off their regular rate by using code FTL50. But it's a big event. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but not 3,500 big or whatever the Porcupine Freedom
Festival
has. I
heard the one I went to in 2019 was like over 2,000, though. So, I mean, it is slouch. It is definitely a big event. Lots of people attending. Lots of great speakers like John Cleese, Senator Rand Paul, Glenn Beck, Spike Cohen, Justin Amash, and many more. You can go to freedomfest.com. Their conference theme this year is Turning the Tide. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking about locating liberty, and you'll be able to see everything from a film festival to various social events, big debates, world-class speakers, the trade show for liberty, and more. Once again, freedomfest.com, code FTL50 for $50 off your tickets. All right, so going back here to the Reason.com story about these quote-unquote illegal establishments in California that have been raided, that have been taken down by state agencies and the feds. So what they're pointing out here is that California is... Yeah, they were one of the first states to legalize cannabis, but they were also one of the worst systems.
Well, of course, it's California. That's what they do. If they have a good idea, they screw up the implementation of it.
Yeah, some governments locally, because they allow local governments to decide, oh, yeah, we don't want cannabis sales here. So some of them don't even allow it at all. Others have a very small limit on the number of stores that can exist. So once they've got three or whatever, or two, that's it. And, of course, you know those are going to their friends, right? Those licenses are going to the buddies of the city council members. Bureaucratic barriers, high taxes, these are all deterrents for people that would otherwise decide to open their doors legally. So these burdens, combined with local bans, explain why unlicensed sales still account for two-thirds, almost two-thirds, of the marijuana purchased in the state of California.
I believe it. I mean, when you screw it up as badly as California did, you're not eliminating the black market.
No, not only are you not eliminating it, but you're giving it incentives to continue because you can sell the weed cheaper in the black market because you don't have to apply for all these licenses. You don't have to jump through all the ridiculous hoops, have all the mandatory packaging, have all the inspections, all these things cost money, and that pushes the cost of the cannabis up.
And the truth be told, as long as there are laws to break, I will buy my weed illegally because I just object to the idea that, oh, we're going to have a 100-year genocide against you people for smoking weed. But no, now we've changed our mind. We're going to tell you how to do it right.
And tax you.
You know, because, you know, they didn't ruin enough lives with what they were already doing.
Yeah. As a recent report from Reason Foundation, California has one licensed recreational outlet per 29,282 residents, compared to one per 13,800 some in Colorado and one per 6,145 in Oregon. So there's way more cannabis available to the average person in the other states because their regulatory schemes aren't as oppressive. They still are bad, but they're not as bad as California.
It sounds like California did everything they could to avoid actually legalizing. I mean, they legalized it, sure, but they still made it as hard for people to get it as they possibly could have gotten away with.
Worse, the report adds California's stores are distributed unevenly across the state, leading to massive cannabis deserts where, quote, consumers have no access to a legal retailer within a reasonable distance of their home, unquote. Instead of addressing the problems, California officials are cracking down on marijuana suppliers who fail to get the government's permission to sell pot, even when such permission is difficult or impossible to obtain. And they're waging that war on weed with help of federal agencies that view every marijuana business, licensed or not, as a criminal enterprise.
That's funny, because I view every federal agency as a criminal enterprise.
I also did not license them.
The Justice Department reports Shahram Shaikhan and Sabriana Williams pleaded guilty to participating in a marijuana distribution conspiracy. Shaikhan faces, quote, 40,
that's just a conspiracy theory.
40 years in prison with a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years and a $5 million fine. And the other lady, Ms. Williams.
$5 million is well beyond the ability of most people to ever pay back.
They know that. That makes you a slave to the state for the rest of your life beyond normal taxation. Quote, the other woman faces 20 years in prison and a $1 million fine. Their convictions were part of, quote, an ongoing investigation by federal and state authorities targeting unlicensed illegal marijuana dispensaries throughout Southern California. So
they can drop the illegal part. I mean, it's just unlicensed at this point. And being unlicensed is what made them illegal. I want them to be more upfront about that, more honest about it.
They won't be.
I know, but
this is the Federal Department of Justice.
I know,
quote-unquote.
But the only thing these people did was not have the license.
Right. Yeah, they didn't rip anybody off. Nobody said that they stole from them or murdered them or held them hostage or something like that. But yet this guy is facing 40 years and his associate 20 years in federal prison. At the same time, the very same government agencies or the very same government gang in the federal government gang has been complaining about a woman being arrested in Russia for possession of vape cartridges. Did you hear about this
pot
one?
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's like, is that okay now so long as you're in Russia?
Yeah, they're apparently trying to, you know, negotiate a thing for her or whatever. They are upset that this WMBA person has been arrested in Russia. And like, okay, well, yeah, that's great that you care about this person. But what about the thousands, tens of thousands of people who are sitting in prison cells operated by the very same criminal enterprise, the federal government, for the same exact things, for having or selling vape cartridges? Because that's true. There are people in prison for that. They're trying to put this guy away for 40 years for selling probably some vape cartridges or some flowers.
Yep. Just for not having a license, that's all it comes down to.
From 2019 to 2020, the Justice Department says that, quote, Shaikhan and Williams, along with others, operated an unlicensed, illegal marijuana business known as Cannaland, which functioned primarily as a wholesale supplier. Okay, so they did actually, openly operate as a wholesale supplier of marijuana and marijuana products to unlicensed and illegal marijuana dispensaries in Southern California. Additionally, Cannaland operated as an unlicensed, illegal marijuana dispensary in its own right, serving individual customers. So how dare they acquire plants and sell them to voluntarily operating individuals and businesses? They should go to prison. Does anyone actually believe this? Does anyone out there listening to the show, besides our federal agents listening, actually believe in this? And even you guys, do you believe in this?
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. Something I think we should cover tonight, if we get the chance, is this new Hunter Biden leak. Not the laptop that got delivered to the computer repair center that he forgot about because he's, you know, on crack or whatever and just totally forgot that he left his laptop there.
Well, I mean, he's a spoiled son of a president,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Millions of dollars mean nothing to him. He took his laptop to a repair shop. He forgot about it. Yes, because he's on crack, but also because daddy just will buy him a new laptop. What does it matter to him?
And it may not be daddy. It may actually be Hunter Biden that's sort of making a lot of the money, apparently, for the family, is what I saw the other night. But
the Ukraine will buy him another laptop if he gets daddy to send him another few billion.
With the millions that he's been getting paid, tens of millions from the Ukrainian power company, I think it was, or something like that. But
and
anyway,
there's a war in Ukraine.
That and $5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got paid off by a lot of people. Interestingly enough, one of the things that he was investing in the Ukraine was biolabs. The biolabs that they first denied that, first they denied they existed, and then they said, oh yeah, we're actually running those to get rid of some Soviet era bioweapons. And it's like, Soviet era bioweapons? So you've been running those things for 20 years? Have you made any progress at all?
Apparently the 4chan people got into Hunter Biden's iCloud account, which, for those that don't know, if you have an iPhone or some other iDevice, a Mac or something like that, then you can connect your device to this iCloud, and I think they probably do it by default. I've never had one of these things, but I'm pretty sure it's a popular thing. and then just back up everything to the iCloud. So photos, videos, whatever.
Which is a terrible idea.
Not very secure.
It's what has the back door in it that allows the FBI, because there was this issue a number of years ago about Apple refusing to decrypt the phones for the FBI.
That's right, yeah.
So what they ended up doing instead...
After a shooting.
Yes, what they ended up doing instead was they don't encrypt these backups. So these backups that are on iCloud, they can turn over to the FBI because they're not encrypted. Your phone is still encrypted, but that backup is not.
Well, also, Apple has been talking about, I don't know if they're doing it yet, scanning users' phones for kiddie porn.
Yep,
they've been talking about it, but I mean, that's going to...
That's a bad thing, but if they can scan it for kiddie porn, they can scan it for anything.
That's right.
And if they can scan it, then they can get a subpoena to scan it.
Yeah, but... That's going to lead to problems for people like Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So
no,
I'm not sure they're going
they'll
to
be
add
on the white list.
I mean, good God, this Maxwell woman is going to prison for 20 years pimping out kids to nobody. Not me, the other one.
Anyway, they got into like 500 gigabytes, apparently, of data on Hunter's iCloud. They apparently downloaded...
That is a lot of photos and videos.
Yeah, and they apparently downloaded this and are sharing a torrent...
I hope they covered up their tracks well, because heads are going
to
roll over this.
Well, some people are worried about downloading it because they're worried about what this guy's got on his
iPhone.
That's the other thing, is you're not on the white list, so there's a wide variety of things on there that Hunter Biden will never go to prison for,
but you will. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be interesting to learn more about
this. The FBI has some competition, it sounds like, for that... being the world's largest distributor of child porn title.
It'll be interesting to see how this develops, though.
uTorrent or whatever.
What's going to come out, what files will be released. They've already released something that, obviously people are claiming, oh, it's fake. And we don't know because we haven't looked through the files ourselves, and even those could
I'm not going to. It's not worth it to me.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But so we kind of just have to, whether you believe this or not, what they're saying is that in Hunter Biden's messaging, right, so the messaging app, this SMS, right, in this SMS app, you get the conversations with the names on them, right, that you're having with people.
Good Lord, he was backing up his chats.
I think what they did was maybe this thing was completely fabricated. I don't know.
The son of the president should have more tech knowledge than to back up his text messaging to iCloud.
But supposedly, in these
presidenting
chats,
isn't really that technically demanding a business.
Yeah.
People.
I said should. I didn't say would.
So here's the big reveal so far from this 500 gigabytes of data, besides more apparently video and or pictures of Hunter Biden buying crack and his penis or whatever, besides what you would expect to be found on this data, there were messages that were being had with someone by the name of Pedo Peter, as in pedophile, P-E-D-O, Pedo Peter, and Jill Biden with Hunter Biden. So the theory is that Pedo Peter is Joe Biden, but like... under a pseudonym, right? Like that he saved his dad's number into his phone as Pedo Peter. Now, whether that's true or not...
It should be fairly easy to determine whether or not that is true, though. I mean, unless his dad, Joe Biden, is using multiple phone numbers and multiple cell phones, which doesn't seem possible for Joe Biden. I mean, he's a bit clueless.
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, it seems impossible for Joe Biden to actually accomplish that. But on the other hand, they're into a lot of illegal stuff.
But Joe Biden, the guy who talks about kids stroking his leg hair, I don't believe for a minute that he would be able to. Oh no, I can't send that text message. This isn't my child porn phone. I need my official phone or whatever. Yeah. This is Joe Biden we're talking about. He would have made a mistake at some point.
He can't remember not to molest children when the cameras are running.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's video. Of course, a lot of this came out before the election, but people voted for him anyway. Literal video of him sniffing little children.
It was Russian disinformation, you know.
But they were. It was JoeBiden.info. Like that was the website. I imagine it still exists.
I don't care if the Russians put it up. It's real. It seemed real video to me.
And it's all really cringy.
Yeah.
It's disgusting stuff.
Let's go on here. We got Olivia. But if you want to look into deeper into this, hashtag PedoPeter on Twitter right now. There's a lot of posts about this.
Okay,
anyway,
I can use Twitter.
Go ahead, Olivia, in Arizona.
Hey. Yeah, hey, so I was researching Ross Ulbricht because you guys mention him pretty regularly.
Yeah,
and
the creator of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace that is now spending two life sentences plus 40 years in federal prison for making a website. That Ross Ulbricht.
Yes, and not just him, but there's actually a group photo on his website of other people who are serving life sentences for nonviolent drug offenses, including a guy in a wheelchair, of all things, a real danger to society there.
Yep.
And I thought this was really interesting. Every day at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, they set a clock and they all sit together and take a few moments to pray or to visualize Ross and the other nonviolent prisoners walking free. And I thought, you know, I really believe in the power of that. And I think it would be really awesome if all the listeners out there, just when the show goes off tonight and every night, you know, to just visualize him and these other victims of the victimless crime, war on victimless crime, to see them going free and rejoining their families who miss them and love them very much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful vision, and I hope that someday some sort of compassion can be brought to those people and they can be released from this insane system.
Oh, one other thing. Yeah. He also makes really amazing art. Like,
yeah,
he's quite
he
an
does.
Artist. And he sells those, he sells pictures, like print, well, not him, but whoever's running his website sells prints of his art. I think the Shire Free Church needs at least one of those to hang up, so I might donate one to the church at some point.
Cool. FreeRoss.org, I imagine, is the website you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a crazy story for listeners out there that aren't familiar with it. It's a deep, insane, just mess of a story. And
it only
gets
more insane the deeper you get into it. Like
the corruption from the feds and all of that. And the court with the judge that just wouldn't even allow the defense to put on a case. I mean, the whole thing was corrupt from top to bottom. And this poor young guy is in prison for now almost a decade of his life and will be spending the rest of his life there. Unless, as you say, Olivia, something changes.
Or the government falls. Well, okay, that's something changing.
Yeah, that would be a big change. Olivia, anything else you want to share?
No, I think that's good.
Thanks for calling about Ross. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
And sadly, I think the collapse of the U.S. government is probably the most likely of the possible scenarios that would lead to Ross being free. The otherwise, a compassionate president to pardon him?
Never
gonna
happen.
That seems unlikely.
You don't get elected president if you have compassion.
Great point.
But the collapse of the U.S., a bit more likely.
Hopefully it'll be in our lifetime. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. You can join us and share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.